Of treasure chests and treasure troves, the Mitt Romney tax returns show a very wealthy family. But the real treasure may be all the ammunition for his political opponents. Romney, caught in a success trap? On this Tuesday, January 24th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here. Thanks for joining the program. Celeste is out this week. We're going to begin this hour with a discussion of tax returns and what they might say about finances, lifestyle, and how difficult it might be to convey a political connection to average Americans if you make more than $20 million a year. The Supreme Court finds its way through a digital privacy case involving GPS and the State of the Union address as a stump speech later on this hour. Mitt Romney has released his tax returns. He's given $7 million to charity. Frederick Perry posted this. Charity is all fine and good, but look deeper into which charities he's donating to. We'll do that in just a moment. Give us your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Join that conversation at facebook.com/The Takeaway. And let's go to the morning's top headlines. President Obama delivering his State of the Union address tonight as the campaign to replace him ramps up in Florida. Aides say the president will focus on economic issues, from raising taxes on the wealthy to making college more affordable for the middle class. After the speech, the president heads off on a three-day swing through battleground states Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, and Michigan. Meanwhile, Republicans who want the president's job debating in Florida last night, a week before that state's primary, Mitt Romney took the offensive in an effort to slow the momentum of the surging Newt Gingrich. The former Massachusetts governor took aim at Gingrich's record in the House.
When I was fighting against cap and trade, the speaker was sitting down with Nancy Pelosi on a sofa, encouraging it. When I was fighting to say that the Paul Ryan plan to save Medicare was bold and right, he was saying that it was right-wing social engineering.
Meanwhile, Gingrich was fending off criticism that he took advantage of his time at mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
I think it's pretty clear to say that I have never, ever gone and done any lobbying. In fact, we brought in an expert on lobbying law and trained all of our staff.
Florida's primary is a week from today. After the debate, Mitt Romney gave in to pressure and reversed a series of ambivalent statements and released 2 years of federal tax returns. Records show a 14% income tax rate in 2010 after making millions from investments. Romney reported nearly $22 million of income and paid $3 million in federal taxes last year. He gave $3 million to charity, half of that to his church, the Mormon Church. His campaign says he'll pay a higher tax this year when he files in 2011 on nearly $21 million of income. A deadly day in Iraq as a pair of car bombings ripped through Baghdad, killing at least 8 people. Police say the first attack targeted day laborers in Baghdad's Sadr City neighborhood. Another explosion went off near a pastry shop. At least 170 people have died in attacks year to date. And the Six Nation Gulf Cooperation Council is pulling its monitors from Syria after President Bashar al-Assad rejected a peace plan. It follows a move by Saudi Arabia to remove its 13 monitors from the Arab League initiative. Let's check the markets. Asian markets are up this morning. European indices are down, though, on sovereign debt questions. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,708. The S&P opens at 1,316. And the NASDAQ begins trading at 2,784. Mitt Romney's just released his past 2 years of income tax returns. Of $45 million in income over the past 2 years, he's paid $6 million in taxes, gave $7 million to charity. We recapped some of those numbers a few minutes ago. We've been asking what you think of that math. What is that in terms of a proportion of charitable giving? Is that appropriate to you and where the money is going? Is that of interest to you? What do federal tax returns say about individuals? What's the story there? Bruce Scherer said this, Mitt is big time rich, not really breaking news, and I'm sure that his taxes are done to meet all legal requirements. His charitable contributions are his own business. We'd love to hear your story, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or just post to thetakeaway.org. We'll get into the weeds and look at the math and just show how the tax returns seem to suggest that Mitt Romney is in a very rarefied position in the U.S. economy. 1%, maybe it's more like 0.5% or 0.1%. That's Mitt Romney.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.